धनकार जी,
धनकार जी,
सॉरी जी, आई एम अ बिट लेट।
या 30 मिनट्स, बिट आई थिंक क्वाइट अ बिट।
इट्स ओके जी, रिलैक्स, यू गॉट टू हैव अ केयरफ्री एटीट्यूड माय फ्रेंड।
केयरफ्री? इज दिस रियली बीइंग केयरफ्री? आई गेस इट इज रादर क्लोज टू बीइंग केयरलेस।
केयरफ्री, केयरलेस, ऑलमोस्ट द सेम थिंग, इजंट इट?
एग्जैक्टली, ऑलमोस्ट सेम, नॉट सेम। Although there is a very thin line between the two, however, the implications and impacts are hugely different.
Hmm. Looks like you really want to talk more about this topic. And since all of this started with me getting late, I think I should get the credit of giving us the theme for this month's episode, which is carefree. Just relax. Befikri?
I like that word, befikri.
Great. So let's get to it then. Bringing to you another episode of Soul Vibes, I am Navdeesh.
I am Shipra.
Namaskar.
Dhan Nirankar.
Soul Vibes. So Shipra ji, what do you think is the difference between being carefree and being careless?
Navdeesh ji, very valid question. You know, the other day, I came across this beautiful quote, "Trust in God, but tie your camels first." And this, for me, sums it up all. Navdeeshi, I would like to share an incident with you. It was Reverend Man Singh Ji's granddaughter's wedding and Reverend Shastri Ji was on the holy stage. Fortunately, I was also present at the congregation, and during the satsang, Reverend Man Singh Ji was sitting quiet at the back. Shastri Ji, from the holy stage, said in his discourse that since the starting of the program, he's sitting at the back and it might look to you that he is less invested in the arrangements. However, he was as immersed in the whole process as one could be. After his bit was done, he left everything to the Nirankar and was enjoying the entire process. Since I was also present there, I would like to quote exactly what Shastriji said, ki gursikh, sant, brahmgyani, laparwa nahi, beparwa hote hain. And from there, Navdeeshi, first time I actually understood the difference between being carefree and careless. Laparwah nahi, beparwah hone ki zarurat hai.
Such a beautiful thought. So you mean performing your duties to the best and leaving the rest on Sadhguru Nirankar is being carefree? Having that faith is being carefree?
Absolutely, Navdeeshi.
And when that faith becomes the basis of our lifestyle, a saint becomes carefree about the worldly proceedings. And it is our privilege to have one such carefree saint with us today. Reverend G.P. Chadda ji, welcome to the studio.
Dhan Nirankar ji.
Dhan Nirankar ji.
It'll be very interesting to get to know your take about the topic carefree or being carefree in our lives.
Yeah, thank you Navdeesh ji and Chipra ji. I think you touched upon one of the most important ingredients of being carefree, which is the faith. Let me share one example. Long back, I used to be in Chandigarh, and there was the congregation of Sadhguru Baba Hardev Singh Ji Maharaj in Ambala. We had an Omni car and we were traveling from Chandigarh to Ambala in that car. In the way, there were two saints who were standing on the roadside. They saw our vehicle and they requested us to take them along.
Oh.
So fortunately, Omni has a large space in the rear end right. Also. So we accommodated them and we moved a little further, and unfortunately, the Omni collided with one bus.
Oh.
As a result, the front bumper also was broken and it was thrown away on the road. In normal circumstances, we would feel bad about this, that what happened. We were going to satsang for a good cause, why this happened. But before I could even think of any such situation, my mother, a gursikh, a carefree saint, she immediately said, "Oh, we are grateful that we are saved. Otherwise, we don't know what would have happened."
Oh, wow.
So, which means having the faith on the Almighty Nirankar is one of the most important thing to remain carefree. Because I know when Sadhguru is taking care of me, I need not have any worries. Let me do my best and leave the rest to the God. So, that is, I think, one of the greatest ingredients which is required to have utmost faith on Nirankar and Sadhguru and leave it to them while doing whatever you are supposed to do and being carefree.
Leaving everything on Nirankar. What an interesting take. And this brings us to another aspect of being carefree, which is surrender. Mm. When we talk about faith, it is very important that we also talk about surrendering ourselves to Almighty Nirankar. So,
yes, that's again, I think, very, very important. But let me now again, you know, assimilate my thoughts. Whenever I'm supposed to do something, I do some planning, I do some activities, I try to see that those things are accomplished. There could be some challenges in between, but while I'm doing those activities, after that I reach certain level, I may or may not accomplish it completely. But if I take another situation that right in the beginning, if I think, no, this is not going to happen, and I just leave it, and I don't do anything, then I am surely going to fail. So which means that surrenderance also is a stage which comes after putting in my effort.
Hmm.
Do what I am supposed to do.
Right.
You know, in management terms, we normally have those theories of, you know, those circles of influence, circle of control, and there is a bigger circle where I neither have a control or the influence. If I keep thinking of or trying to do something in that sphere where I do not have any influence or control, nothing will happen. But if I do the activity which is within my control and then leave it to the, you know, whosoever I'm supposed to be answerable to in that situation, I am definitely going to remain at peace because I have done what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
So surrenderance is a stage which comes after taking action. So that action is very, very important.
And I remember the lines of holy Hardev Bani, ke karam kiye ja, karam sabhi se is jag mein mahan hai, kahe Hardev bhakti mein bhi karam sada pradhan hai.
Ji.
Following that handbook that has been handed over to us, following that handbook to abide by rules, and if I do that, then I'll be absolutely carefree about what the results.
Yeah, something similar to, you know, joining any institution, a school. The school has certain norms. If the student follows those norms, he remains carefree. If he flouts the norms, then he has to pay the fine for that.
Correct.
So, Mahapurushji, after listening to you and your profound thoughts and the kind of responsibilities you have been assigned at professional front, and we all know that you have been bestowed with so many sevas by our Sadhguru. So I really want to know that how do you practice this carefree attitude in your life?
So the short answer is, it is purely a surrenderance. I don't do anything. Sadhguru not only gets the things done, but Sadhguru also blesses us with the strength to just surrender myself and everything is getting done. If I try to give, you know, little practical example of a situation like this, we can take any, you know, very big personality or corporate boss or MD of a company. Now, MD of the company is having lot of responsibilities, but that doesn't mean that he is working more than 24 hours a day.
Right.
He's able to perform all those responsibilities because he has resources. So here the resource is Nirankar. And Nirankar is the biggest resource. So with the blessing of Sadhguru, everything automatically gets done, provided I surrender to the will of Nirankar. Wow. So that's my take on this.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Reverend G.P. Chadda Ji, for enlightening us with such beautiful and profound thoughts. I am sure that we and those who are listening to us, our listeners, will definitely benefit from these thoughts.
These were such words of wisdom that I hope we and the listeners abide by them and be in the state of bliss that you are. Thank you so much, Ji.
Thank you, Navdesh Ji. Thank you, Shipra Ji. Dhanankar Ji.
Navdesh Ji, we humans tend to complicate things by overthinking. Do you agree?
Indeed, Shipra Ji. Although our innate nature is actually very simple and calm, but we tend to complicate it as we grow up. By the way, where is this coming from?
Navdesh Ji, I was thinking of the whole process of applying for a new job. You know, when I applied for the job, a seed of hope got implanted inside the heart as soon as the first round of interview got cleared. Now, hoping for the good result was an obvious emotion, but worrying constantly about the final outcome made the whole process heavy, tiring, and very difficult. As an interviewee, my job was simple, to give it 100%, and while doing so, I had to be absolutely careful. But as soon as I had given my shot and knew that nothing was left in my hand, I chose to be carefree about the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, there's this constant thought, Navdeesh ji, which kept on nudging me about the result. In this situation, I could have easily been carefree and careful both at the same time.
So it means one must never run away from actions. It is utterly important to perform all our worldly duties while being detached with the result.
Absolutely.
As it is also instructed by Lord Shri Krishna in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, that one can choose one's actions, but never the result. The result is dependent on the laws of action. The other factors of the world, known and unknown, may bring a totally unexpected result. One cannot avoid that. Yet, inaction can never be a solution. When one acts with the above understanding, success and failure lose their capacity to shake him. As Her Holiness Sadguru Mata Sudiksha Ji Maharaj blessed us, sthirta.
Wow.
And this sthirta only comes in our lives when our base, our foundation is sthir. And I don't know anything or anyone more sthir than Sadguru Nirankar. Is thehre vishal prabhu se jud jata jab nata hai, mit jati hai bhatkan sari, man sthir ho jata hai.
Kya baat, Navdeesh ji. To enlighten us more with these beautiful thoughts, we are so fortunate to have Reverend Kamna Vats ji with us. Kamna ji, we humbly and heartily welcome you to Soul Vibes.
Danika ji.
Danika ji. Kamna ji, three words with lot of care in it. Carelessness, careful and carefree. So Kamna ji, what do you feel? What are your thoughts about it?
Shipra ji, it reminds me of a story. Once there was an accomplished swimmer who loved exploring the river of his hometown. Once while he was swimming in an unknown river, he got caught in a whirlpool.
Oh.
And the swimmer was so confident of his ability, he started to struggle against the flow. He was very confident that he would break free from the current. But as he swam against the flow, he got tired and began to panic. While he was struggling, Shipraji, there was one sage on the bank. Sage, seeing him in trouble, called him from the bank, "Stop struggling, go with the flow." The swimmer obeyed, and the whirlpool he was struggling against pushed him to the bank of the river. That's how life goes. The more we surrender, the more freedom, the more carefree we are.
Wow, beautiful thoughts, Kamna ji. So, as we are talking about flow, and yes, we understand that we need to manage so many things. At times, I see so many things to plan and organize. And I feel, Kamna ji, how do I manage this? How do I take care of all these things?
Shipra ji, that is the key. We need not to manage.
Ji.
We are not here to plan everything in our life. That's how faith works in our life. We have to learn that Nirankar is all around us, the omnipotent, omnipresent, who's 24/7 working for us only. And that faith gives us carefree attitude, that freedom.
Absolutely. And sometimes it becomes so difficult to realize the omnipresence of Nirankar when we are so indulged in the busyness of life. I just remember one of the incidents where Kamna ji very beautifully made me realize, and everyone around, about the omnipresence of Nirankar, about the presence of Sadguru in our lives. So this one time I remember, we were all shooting for one of our productions, Kids Divine. And the sun was about to set and we were all in such a hassle. We were trying to procure one thing or the other. We were struggling with the frame. And I was running around in such confusion and a state of hassle. And then suddenly I saw Kamna di coming to me and she held my arm and she stopped me amidst all of that was going around. She said, "Navdeesh," and I was in such a hurry. I said, "Hanji didi bolo." And then she asked me this simple question, "Nirankar dikh raha hai?"
Wow.
I was absolutely stunned. I just paused in that moment and I had no words. I had no thought. I couldn't remember about anything that was going on around me. And I thought to myself that why do I indulge myself so much into the activities that I do that I forget Nankar? Why do I not keep Nankar as my basis, as my Aadhaar, and then do any activity that I do so that it becomes beautiful? Do you remember this incident, Kamna ji?
Yeah, Navdeesh, and I try to practice it in my everyday life. I always try to talk about Nirankar dikh raha hai na to my family members in my daily routine. And it gives me strength also. It gives me that remembrance, that ehsaas of Nirankar around me always 24/7 again. Ye to available hai. Nirankar is available around us. The only we have to connect ourselves.
Wow. Beautiful thoughts. You know, after listening to this incident, I think I should be doing this every day. Kya Nirankar dikh raha hai? I should be asking this question myself.
So with this prayer to always be connected to this Aadhaar, thank you so much, Kamna ji, for your precious time, words, and these experiences. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ji. Thank you, Mahapurushon, for this kind blessing. And it's a great learning with all of you. Dhaninkar ji.
Dhaninkar ji.
Navdeesh ji.
Haan ji.
As I was brainstorming about this theme, I could recall some of the lines said by our saints and sages. Lines that gives us a peek into their unperturbed attitude. Unki befikri ke baare mein.
Achha ji. Jaise?
As quoted by Saint Tulsidas ji. Tulsi bharose Ram ke. Nirbhay hoke soye. Anhoni honi nahi. Honi ho so hoye.
Wow. Shipra ji, I also remember a quote by Kabir Das ji, where he said, Kabira khada bazaar mein, mange sab ki khair, na kahu se dosti, na kahu se bair.
And as stated by Shahenshah Baba Avtar Singh ji, in Sampuran Avtar Bani, jis de dil nankar da vasa, hunda nahi ho besabar, kahe avtar, har hal de andar, kar da rab da, shukar shukar.
And another line by Baba Farid ji, where he says, Fikr karende baanvare, zikr karende saad, uth farida, zikr kar, teri fikr karega aap.
Wah, lagta hai is parmatma ke mukammal ehsaas mein, pure vishwas ke saath, beparwahi ki avastha mein, ye lines kahi gayi hongi.
Ji, bilkul. And before moving towards the conclusion of our episode, let's listen to this beautiful song.
हर सांस में हो सिमरन तेरा यूं बीत जाए जीवन मेरा हर सांस में हो सिमरन तेरा यूं बीत जाए में हो सिमरन तेरा यूं बीत जाए जीवन मेरा तेरी पूजा करते बीते सांझ सवेरा हर सांस में हो सिमरन तेरा यूं बीत जाए सत्कार हो एतबार हो तुम्हारा प्यार हो सत्कार हो एतबार हो तुम्हारा सुख भी हो सारे और याद हो इशारा सुख भी हो सारे और याद हो इशारा तो आत्मा पर तेरा डेरा यूं बीत जाए जीवन मेरा हर सांस में हो सिमरन तेरा यूं बीत जाए जीवन
So as we have learned throughout our experience of this episode, that beparvahi or befikri comes only when we have performed all our duties diligently, which means the ultimate beparvahi will come only when our ultimate goal and responsibility has been fulfilled.
And we all know what that ultimate common goal is for the entire mankind. Pai prapat manukh dehoriya, gobind milan ki e teri bariya, avar kaj tere kite na kaam, mil sad sangat paj keval naam. And when one surrenders themselves to the true master with utmost faith, the true master blesses them with the true knowledge and frees them from the cycle of life and death.
Main jis kam aaya sa, o kam muka baitha, hun jeene marne di, main chinta la baitha. And when a Gursikh attains this ultimate state of beparvahi, they tend to live it in every situation of life. A byproduct of this state of being is ultimate bliss in our day-to-day activities.
And a prime example of this state of being is our upcoming 75th annual Nirankari Sant Samagam, where saints come together from every corner of the world to be a part of this grand celebration, leaving behind every worry, every distress, completely surrendering in the holy feet of Sadguru Nirankar and enjoying true befikri.
With this, we come to the end of our episode. Thank you for tuning in. Signing off,
Namaskar, Dhan Nirankar Ji.